In past hours, families of missing Americans have spoken out. Their message to the administration here:
they are responsible to bring the U.S. citizens back home safe and sound.
President Biden insists he's standing by Israel. The U.S. has moved an aircraft carrier and fighter jets to the eastern Mediterranean in a sign of support. It's promising to assist further, though Israel's requests for more military aid could run headlong into a gridlocked Congress. There's still no Speaker of the House of Representatives, no U.S. ambassador in Jerusalem either. This is a rapidly evolving situation. As Israel launches a retaliation upon Gaza, Hamas is threatening to execute hostages. Benji Hai, Washington.